This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
A new bill aims to rein in theft via the self-checkout line at the grocery store. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, what would this do, and more importantly, who's behind it?
Well, that's interesting because it's being billed as a way to rein in theft. It seems to be happening at self-checkout counters. But the real question is this about reining in theft, or is it about preserving jobs? And that's the big debate in Sacramento this week as we move on through the legislative session and this bill comes up. Basically, what we're talking about here is self-checkout. You know, you've seen it in grocery stores. You've seen it more in big stores like Walmart and Target. It really took off the ground as a combination of, you know, tech allowed for self-scanning and paying. And also, during COVID, the less contact with one another, the better. So they got very popular. Now Walmart and Target and other places are thinking about pulling back from it, in part because people are just not paying for what they're taking. As a matter of fact, there was one woman out at the Stonestown Target, one customer out there, who stole some 60,000 stuff by not ringing it up or not paying for it on the self-checkout. That's a lot of money. And, you know, these retail places are grappling with it. So they're rethinking about, you know, exactly how much they want to use it. But at the same time, the unions that work as the clerks in these stores are feeling threatened by the jobs. OK, the question, if you don't have manual checkout, then you have these checkouts, and that means less workers. So there's a bill now being floated by the unions with the support of, you know, some friendly senators that would require at least, you know, one employee at a manual checkout station while the others are being doing a limit of like 10 items or less on the service lane, you know, self-checkouts, and prohibit customers from using self-checkout if they buy products that are usually being locked up, you know, or have surveillance tags. And, you know, and make sure that employees, you know, that they have monitoring these self-checkouts are only responsible for two self-checkouts, no more than that. So the unions say it's a way to cut down on theft. The employers are saying, no, this is a way to, you know, make state law about how many workers we have and where they're going.
This will be interesting to follow because just one person watching two, I think that would probably impact things, but save a lot of jobs for sure, too. Because sometimes it seems like one person's looking over six or nine of them.
Exactly, Margie. And if somebody does decide to steal something and you try to stop them or something, you know, if there's only one person and three people stealing, you're outnumbered. So let it go. That's the price of tech. That's the price of going forward. The real one of the questions is that something that the stores should deal with? Is that something that the unions in the stores should deal with? Or should the state actually get involved with it? And that's, we're going to see more of that coming as more tech goes into the workplace.
All right. Thanks, as always, the one, the only, Phil Mateer. Phil will be back at 5:50 this evening.